Hello, my name is Judith Pellegrino, and welcome to Close Encounters with My Inner Child. In this episode, I will share a prayer my adult has been saying that she believes was answered in a strange but satisfying way. I will share about a major disturbance that occurred between my adult and her husband, how she tried to work through it multiple times, and what it took to resolve it with him. I will share a resource that helped her discover the core belief fueling this inner disturbance. I will share an emotionally intimate conversation that followed with her husband. Lastly, I will reveal the connection between her inner disturbance with her husband and her 10-year-old inner child, whose gift idea was criticized, rejected, and hurt her mother. My adult was given a prayer called Welcoming Prayer. This is how it goes. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I welcome everything that comes to me today because I know it's for my healing. I welcome all thoughts, feelings, emotions, persons, situations, and conditions. I let go of my desire for power and control. I let go of my desire for affection, approval, and pleasure. I let go of my desire for survival and security. I let go of my desire to change any situation, condition, person, or myself. I open to the love and presence of God and God's creation within. Amen. Saying this prayer has become a part of how my adult starts her day. She means it when she says it. She believes that this is why life unfolded the way it did one day. She felt open-hearted after her morning routines. Because she felt open, she asked her husband if he wanted to do Qigong with her. It had been about 4 months since they did this together. He was feeling better, so he accepted her invitation. My adult chose a Qigong video on YouTube she was familiar with that she believed would not be too strenuous for his ailing shoulders and back. My adult enjoyed doing Qigong with him. They usually gave each other hugs and kisses and a brief massage at the end of their practice. Instead, my adult's husband made a remark about the video she had been doing off and on for months. He said, "That guy's not standing in the snow. He's in the studio and it just looks like he's standing in the snow." In that moment, my adult felt a huge disturbance. She became very defensive. She felt justified in taking this stance. She decided to take this resentment through something she calls Drano pages. She answers 2 pages of questions to get to the root of her disturbances. She made it through the pages. She felt confident that she got to the root. She went over to her husband and read him the pages. OMG! Her husband made another sarcastic remark about the video, which frustrated her even more. She became defensive once again. They agreed to put the matter on hold. Later that afternoon, when they went for a walk, they tried to discuss it again. No good. My adult became even more defensive, and her husband became even more confused. My adult vacillated between negative and positive thinking off and on all day long. Thoughts like, we don't belong together, followed by all the reasons why, barraged her at times. My adult and her husband hardly looked at each other while sitting at the dining room table together with their adult son at dinner. They usually discuss whatever show they're watching, but this was blocked. My adult went to her bedroom as she does after dinner. She had her self-compassion workbook for women by Megan Logan out for some reason. Instead of doing her nightly inventory or journaling to herself as she usually does, she went to a page in this workbook titled, Speak Kindly to Yourself. My adult started to enter her negative statements and a positive comeback to thwart the inner critic. She stopped after the first one that she did weeks ago. My adult wrote on the next line for a negative statement from her critic, "You are an idiot for marrying an emotionally unavailable man." My adult was shocked. Her answer to this critical voice was, "My husband may not be emotionally available to all your insatiable needs, but he is an amazing husband." The next critical statement followed by my adult's answer made a huge emotional, spiritual shift possible that the Drano pages could not. The critical statement that came onto the page was, "You are always going to be seen as stupid." The shocking answer to that statement that followed was, "You are the only one who sees me as stupid, and you are lying." My adult finally stood up to the critical voice. My adult realized once again that the disturbance had nothing to do with her husband's comment about the video. It was that her critic imposed a belief that she was stupid and would always be seen as stupid. A belief that was imposed on her while growing up, and she used to keep herself in line as a child. While my adult soul was soaring, she went to her husband to celebrate her breakthrough. He welcomed the conversation. My adult warned him that what her critic had to say about him was not pretty or the way she felt about him, even though her harsh critic did. He was still game to listen. Tears flowed down my adult's face as she read her critical statements and her answers to refute them. My adult told him, "There isn't a man on the planet who can hold a candle to him when it comes to emotional availability." She thought to ask him if he was disturbed by what she read. He said, "Not disturbed." He said he wished that she wasn't so harsh to herself. My adult told him this toxicity is what she grew up with and she is working to live free of. He said it helps him to understand why she could not let him make an observation about a Qigong show instead of perceiving it as criticism. My inner child climbed into my adult's husband's lap and let him hold her while she cried. both their hearts were open wide, and they went to sleep in peace that evening. The next day, my adult shared this experience with a recovery friend via email. When my adult wrote about it to her, she realized another dynamic of the upset was that her husband criticized the Qigong video she thought was a practical gift she gave to him. Her thoughtfulness and gift went unnoticed. Only the guy who pretended to be standing in the snow got his attention. This struck a chord inside my adult's inner child. My adult wasn't sure how this insignificant moment in time became so big her child wanted her to get a divorce before she had her breakthrough 3 to 4 hours later that evening. The word gift reminded my adult's inner child of a traumatic event when she was between the ages of 10 and 11 years old. This child got the bright idea to ask her siblings to pool their money with hers to purchase their mom a new key case and beautiful dish towels she had seen at the Berlin Farmers Market. Both of these gifts would replace her mom's worn-out key case and her threadbare dish towels. The day finally arrived when her mom opened her gifts. All 6 of her kids stood there anticipating her joy. To my inner child's shock and horror, her mother looked at her and said with tears in her eyes, "Is that all you think of me as? A taxi cab driver and a maid?" This middle-aged, morbidly obese woman my inner child wanted to please was so wounded by these gifts. She flew up 13 steep stairs, slammed the door behind her, and did not come out for the rest of the day. My inner child did not know what to do with this energy. According to Richard Schwartz, this has been frozen inside of her for 49 years. Apparently, it was still inside her, and this part is what twisted my adult husband's observation about her gift into a dangerous criticism of her. According to Michael Singer, my inner child stored this emotional garbage inside her, and life events are giving my adult opportunities to heal her wounded inner child. My adult shared this awareness with her husband and grieved the loss of her ability to trust herself, the loss of having confidence around gift giving, and failing to please loved ones hurt her ability to believe the best about herself and others. This experience with her husband happened 3 days after her deceased mother's birthday, 49 years after the original wounding occurred. Thank you for listening. Please stay tuned for another segment called Defending Stupid.